Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Life of a Trader. Today we're going to talk about the art and science of trading. How are you, V?
Hey, Nick. I'm good. How are you? What's going on?
Markets have been making new highs. I think a lot of things are going against normal convention of what people think is supposed to happen, and hence today's topic.
Cool. So, yes, the art, the science, and the art of trading, right? So, I get this question a lot. Is it an art? Is it a science? In fact, I think it's both. When we started Track Record, we talked about a lot to our students with regards to what we think trading is. So it's both a science and an art. I'll start with the science first. There are precise risk management methods that you can use to structure your trades. You've got to have a structured risk framework where a process where you go through step by step how you decide on what trades to put on, to express your view, and more importantly, how you decide what's the good risk reward that is going to be successful for you over the longer run. And you know, it's almost by mathematical precision, right? That you know, keep to it and you will hope for many iterations over the longer run, i.e. many trades across the course of your career, right? So that, you know, if you have a small edge, then that small edge gets to exert itself over a big sample size and then will be profitable over the long run. So with that, that's the science part, right? On the art part, it is basically, you know, that there are no set of rules because many rules that you can formulate have exceptions to it, right? So you need to understand that key component of trading is the market psychology, market positioning. Of course, you can try to use different metrics to try to measure this, like analysis, positioning reports, but it still is not that precise, right? It has to be, you have to factor in just by using your experience. And of course, price action is very important. What the market is trying to tell you through the price. And the difficult part about trading is that different factors matters at different times. So the importance of each factor that plays a part in the macroeconomic picture matters at different times, right? And that's why sometimes you see the trade balance between the US and China is important. Now it's almost nearly forgotten. Right now, what the market focuses on is the employment number, the initial claims. There are also different factors matters at different times. So that to me is the art of trading. You need to be able to observe how market is responding to these factors and understand what's important to the market at that particular point in time. To be able to let go of your own biases. In fact, we are seeing a bull market, right? It is a bull market from the price that has moved from so much from the lows to NASDAQ testing all-time highs repeatedly every other day, closing at all-time highs. In any other environment, without looking at a macroeconomic picture, it is a bull market, right? But right now, there are many so-called macro traders or experienced traders. They're all fighting this because they say by every metric that they use through their career, it is an overvalued market, right? So this is a clear case of those factors do not currently matter to the market, right? And it is, again, come back to the point where, you know, it's a bit of an art because if you look at any masterpiece of art, five people look at it, most of them, you will have five different interpretations of it, right? And it is the same thing with markets, right? It's that you have the same set of factors, you give five different people because of their personal experience, their personal biases, their own view of the future, they will interpret it differently. They'll say, this is bearish, this is bullish, this is bearish. So with that, we must always be cognizant of the fact that this diversity of opinions is always out there in the market, right? So you cannot say, I have this down to a science. When I do this, this is what the market is going to do. Yes, high probability if you're methods are sound, these are the things that the markets are likely to do, the price is likely to go this way. But you must always have the part where that's where risk management comes in. But what if it doesn't? Right? What if it doesn't? What do you do next? Right? The human tendency is to, because it, when it doesn't, it means that prices are going further away from where you think fair value is. And some macro traders try to fight it because now the divergence between fair value, what they think is fair value and what is market price, they think, oh, this, it's widening, right? It's become even a more compelling trade. But in fact, this divergence as it increases is telling you that you're wrong, right? So you must factor in the fact that there is always a possibility that you're wrong. Okay, so even if you have your methods down to a size, very rigid, very structured, you must always have a part where, okay, maybe there is a different factor, a different cause at work, different, and the effect is what you're seeing. So again, you know, it's both a science and an art. The science part is you need precise risk reward. What are your stop loss metrics? What are your drawdown plans? What is the technical indicators that you look at? What matters to you? How do you allocate your capital? Those can be down to a science, right? It's a mathematical formula even for capital allocation, for the bankroll that you have, for the capital that you have, how much you can allocate to each trade. So those all can be down to a science, but how do you then adapt to markets? That's an art, right? That's why some traders, experienced traders, when you ask them why they get out of the market, why did they say it's a gut feel, right? There's nothing I can, I just have a bad feeling about this. And sometimes you just have to be respectful of these feelings that you have, especially if you have a lot of experience in observing markets. Because not why I'm not saying that you don't go ahead and trade on your gut feeling all the time, but that is especially not advisable if you have very little experience, because your gut feeling means nothing, right? It's just random feeling, right? Yeah, that's what makes markets interesting. That's what makes trading a very interesting endeavor, which is very rewarding when you get it right and very painful when you get it wrong, because it's always changing, it's always adapting, and being able to adapt to it is part of the art of trading.
Right. I think that's all for this episode, V. Thanks.
Yeah, so with that, as always, stay true to your process and eventually you will be profitable.
Okay, cool. Thanks, V.